Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The big news in our state that's affecting a lot of people and became sort of a flashpoint during the COVID thing is Governor Gretchen Whitmer today signed an executive order that on June 10th will allow counties in the northern part of the state to advance to the fifth stage of our reopening. But also allows personal care service to reopen statewide on the 15th. That includes salons, Gator. I'm just wondering how many people have been out there making their appointments, salon owners. I bet your phones are ringing off the hook as people are looking at 10 days from now, get that cut or color, whatever the case may be. Is your phone ringing off the hook? And are people... people getting their appointments right away? You're going to let it flow, though, right?
Yeah, I'm going to let it flow for a while here. You know, we had the good news, the jobs report, that the unemployment is coming back down because people are definitely going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the market right now?
No.
The stock market is up 932 points.
Hmm.
It's at over 27,000 now. That's amazing, because as I recall, the highest this year, I want to say, was around 29. I don't know if it hit 30. I forget if it hit 30 or not, but that's quite a comeback from being at, I think it was at 19,000 at its low back in maybe April, in the early part of April. It's good news with the people coming back to work. Let's hope we can stay that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, if anybody... I've been tracking the numbers probably obsessively. They've come down. Let's make sure we stay safe and keep them down so we can all kind of get back to things as we know them. 248-539-9797.
It's not going, it hasn't gone away. I saw a graph maybe an hour ago on Twitter that showed where it is globally, and it's still there. Like over 100,000 cases a day, I think, worldwide are still coming in. So... It hasn't disappeared, and in some areas it's really bad. Like South America is really bad right now, and other areas are kind of, it's been flat for a while. Like in North America, it's been pretty flat. Asia been pretty flat and lower numbers than North America. So it seems like we're doing well, but we need to really be careful about it.
248-539-9797. Well said, and couldn't. You know, if you look at some of the states that have either not closed down or opened earlier than ours, a lot of them, the numbers have gone up. Not all of them. Georgia seems to be doing reasonably well. Ohio seems to be doing reasonably well. But Texas, Alabama.
Do you have numbers in front of you for that?
I don't, but I can get them pretty quick. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm curious, like, what the difference is week to week, because I think they do it week to week, right?
I got daily.
I'd be curious what the change is in Florida.
So Florida, sorry, give me a sec here.
Sure. Like if we look back, you know, May 28th or something like that and compare it to where we are today.
On May 28th, Florida had 651 cases.
New cases. Okay.
Yep.
And where are they at as of yesterday?
1,419.
Okay.
The day before, 1,317. The day before, 617, 739, 927, 1,212. I mean, I'm looking at their curve. It went up like everybody else, and it's pretty much stayed up and kind of slowly went down a little, but now it's creeping back up.
Yeah, and again, love to know what the – you don't have that in front of you, but I'd love to know what the hospitalization numbers are. Or maybe you do have that.
I've got confirmed deaths, recovered. I got by county. It doesn't say hospitalizations.
And then I read today that – the state of Michigan is going to, they're pressured into starting to record probable deaths, which was a really strange thing for me to read. I really didn't quite understand it, that they're going to, that the death tolls are going to start to rise in Michigan because now they're going to include probable deaths, even though people didn't test positive for COVID-19, but apparently there are ways to say that it was probably, it was COVID-19 because they died, but they weren't tested at the time.
Right.
So.
Any other states you want to know about?
California.
California. I haven't heard good things about California. Yeah, it's on its way up.
But like what?
May 30th, they reached an all-time high, 3,705 new cases. May 31st, 2,423, 2,304, 2,377. Now it's down yesterday to 2,120.
Okay.
But the overall curve is on its way up.
But that sounds like it has in the last week, that it's all been below 3,000, it sounds like. So that
yeah, they've never been above 3,000 new cases in a day. Like it's so, these are some of the highest totals they've ever had in the last week.
Yes, but a week ago was like the highest total they had. Now it's coming down by 800.
Yeah, but even those are higher than the week before and the week before and the week before. So
look, man, I'm trying to find something positive.
Fair enough. The positive, if you want to see a positive curve, look at the state of Michigan.
All right.
Is the truth. But anyway, let's get back to the phone calls and all these people holding on. Let's go to Tony in Detroit. Hi, Tony.
Hey, man, and I know I'm about to take this too far, so let me answer your question.
All right.
Yes, my appointment is Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I am so pumped up. This is like, to me, because I know this ain't going to never, ever happen. I just won the Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions just won the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned. Me able to go get a haircut Tuesday, it's like they just won the Super Bowl.
Tony,
that's amazing.
This makes me want to, this makes me desperately want to see what your yes. hair normally looked like and
yes.
what it looks like now.
I need a description.
Okay, so I give you an example. I wear a bald fade, and I wear a nice laid-back goatee. I don't wear a beard at all. I go to the barbershop once a week. It's amazing when I heard y'all talking, and y'all say that he said he go like twice every 2 months, it seemed like. I can't believe that. That can't happen. So what I look like right now is Grady from San Francisco. All right? When I put on my face mask, it doesn't even fit my face because I have so much hair. That beard is so thick that it won't sit on my face.
So you don't ever trim the beard yourself?
Because I'm one of them guys, that's amazing, because my friends laugh at me. I'm one of them guys that I tried to do the razor, I tried to do all that stuff, and I break out real bad.
Okay.
So I don't do it.
What about
I'm
clippers?
One of those people that I don't do none of that because I'm not gifted in that. So if I if I try to do some clippers and cut my mustache, it'll be a wrap. You know, you can't cut your mustache. You can't do that. You can't make that mistake.
I would say
all
this.
All I'm saying is the Detroit Lions just won the Super Bowl.
Made a 15.
I'm so pumped up. And what's so amazing, I didn't know that she had did it. I'm on my way to work. My barber called me and was like, Tony, what's up? I'm like, what's up with what? When you want your haircut? I was like, man, stop playing. You know we can't get no haircut. He was like, no, we opening up Monday, May the 15th. I said, okay, I'm there Tuesday because my barber shop is not open on Mondays, so I have to wait to Tuesday. Listen, I'm excited. I'm pumped up.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited
for you.
I don't know how we can do it, Tony, but I feel like if we could get a before and after picture of you, it would be so.
That ain't happening. listen, let me tell you something.
Because we only have like 100,000. Well, what do we got on Twitter? I don't know.
Like
how
70,000.
I'd love to tweet out the before and after of Tony and
Detroit. I refuse. Listen, I love y'all. I'm not trying to do that. That's a bad. Wait, okay, so what? If I text it to you on your phone. Now, this ain't going to work. No. I love y'all. Y'all my man. Y'all good. It ain't going to work. Sorry.
Tony, I will take the Grady description and the bald fade with the laid back goatee and file it away.
I'm telling you, man. I'm happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's afraid to touch the beard.
For people who don't know what Grady looked like, I mean, imagine sort of a Santa Claus look with a bit of an afro, and it was all gray.
With salt
big
and pepper.
Big beard, you know. Chops on the side. I mean, it was kind of bushy.
Yeah.
And
I love Grady. I love that show.
I just, the way he described bald with a laid back goatee, he must look so different. He look like Grady.
Like, you know, I'm not a particularly facially hairy guy,
no,
right?
No.
I have an electric razor that it seems like it there's no reason for me even to have it, basically, right? Because I have to go over it a million times because I don't get like whiskers that grow where you can hear the stubble going away as you're shaving over it with an electric razor. What I have is like hairs that grow out. So it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. And I have to wait for it to grow a certain length before it even makes a mark with the electric razor. However, because of this pandemic, it has grown out significantly for me anyway. And this is where the attachment on my electric razor has come in brilliantly if I want to use it. Now, I haven't used it in a couple of weeks because I decided just let it go unruly and all that. But the different levels you can shave it to. I was hoping that maybe that Tony could use that, but he's afraid.
So great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.